Is there a desire in you to not just attend revival, but live in revival? Welcome to the Revival Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Isaiah Saldivar. I've been in revival for the last 10 years, as well as traveling and being a part of many revivals throughout the United States. I'm going to be sharing with you how to live a radical lifestyle of revival on a daily basis. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the broadcast. Let's load in here, get you guys in here. Tonight's going to be a great night. Very interesting. Interesting night. We're going to be talking about UFOs and drones. Tony said, beam me up. Yeah, we're going for it tonight. A lot of interesting stuff to talk about. Welcome to the broadcast. Let me get everything loaded. Hopefully everything works. I have a lot of reaction videos planned out, a lot of news clips planned out, and then I'm going to talk to you about some biblical end time signs and proof that we are living in the last days according to the scripture. So we do have scripture for you. This will not just be a tinfoil hat drone video, but we are going to discuss what's going on. I've spent hours and hours and hours watching the videos, researching the topic so that you don't have to. So I'm going to sum it all up for you here on this broadcast. This is happening right now in the United States. And I'm going to be honest, I don't cover a lot of these topics and a lot of these things, especially on the live stream. Something just feels weird. Something just feels weird about this. And it's everywhere. If you start looking it up, every video is getting recommended to me now is about drones and UFOs. It is very weird. Government saying they don't know what it is. The mayors and the governors of these cities and states are saying they don't know what it is. The FBI is saying they don't know what it is. The CIA is saying they don't know what it is. So we're going to watch some videos, talk about it. At the end of the day, here's what's happening right now in the world. People are curious about God. They're curious about the end times. And anytime these weird events take place, it opens people up to the gospel. It opens people up to hearing about the Lord. So if anything, let's use these opportunities to share our faith with people, to share the gospel. I know some of you in the comments are going to say, I don't want you to talk about this. Why are you talking about drones? You have the night off. All right. You have the night off. You don't have to be here. No one's forcing you. No one's holding you at gunpoint to be here. I would appreciate you being here, but I do feel called to react to things like this and to give people a biblical perspective. And people are genuinely afraid right now. They're afraid of what's going on. So I'm going to be a voice of reason for those people. Here's the interesting thing apart about this whole drone thing happening right now is that everyone has cell phones. So because everyone has a cell phone, this is the first time we've ever lived in a generation where everyone has access to a camera and everybody can post on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and show what maybe the government before would hide or maybe before it was hidden in darkness. So now people are seeing these drones by the hundreds and the government can't lie and the government doesn't know what it is. Let me just say something that Mike said that stood out to me. If the government, and just going to start strong, if the government can't define what a woman is, they are not going to be able to tell you what these things are, okay? They struggle. If you ask a government official, what is a woman? They're like, well, are you talking about, they can't define a woman. They're not going to be able to define these drones likely, but it is a mystery. The fact that all of these government agencies are saying, what is going on? And if you don't know what I'm talking about, we're going to be playing some videos where they're going to be showing these drones. And again, this is not just an AI video people are making or a one-time thing. This is thousands of videos being posted of mysterious orb-like drones. And these are not regular hobby drones. Now, I do fly hobby drones. I have an FPV drone. I've had drones in the past. I've had camera drones. I used to fly RC helicopters. I'm a nerd. So here I am. So I do have an idea of what drones look like. These are not hobby drones, as some people are saying. And you're going to see in the footage. There's literal footage by the thousands of people posting about it. So I'll give you what I think it could be. I'm going to give you some Bible verses that might link to this. And then I'm going to give you some biblical insight on literal signs of the end times. Now, I'm not saying that this is, it could be. I don't know. We'll talk about it. I'm also going to be talking about Project, what is it? Bluebeam, something like that. You guys keep asking me about it in my comments, begging me to talk about it. So I'll be talking about that as well, which is, it really is a conspiracy, but we'll talk about it, whether you believe it or not, is here nor there. Bluebeam, is that what it's called? Project Bluebeam. Yeah, so we will be talking about that as well, briefly, but we're definitely not putting, you know, all of our chips in that basket. So let's just, for those of you that don't know, I saved a whole bunch of random YouTube clips. We're going to watch some of the random YouTube clips, and then we're going to watch some, TikTok clips. Then we're going to watch some of the YouTube clips on what they're saying in the news, what the White House is saying, and then we're going to tie it into what it could be, and then go into biblical prophecy and some of the signs of the end times. But remember, again, don't panic. Don't be afraid. The Lord is on the throne. Jesus is king. Whatever this is, it is weird. Nothing like this has ever happened. So it is weird that this is happening. And I think we do need to speak on it. But use this as an opportunity to share your faith with friends and family. I know people that would never be open to the gospel are open to the gospel right now because they're like, is Jesus coming back? Are these demons? Are these aliens? Are these Nephilim? Are these principalities? I think at the end of the day, well, I guess some people might know, but we don't fully know. So we're just going to watch some of these videos, react to it for those that don't know. And we're going to have a fun time, more laid back tonight. But I did want to cover this. I know it does feel kind of random, but we're going for it here. So let's start with our first clips of some of the actual drone footage here. So here we go. This is Capitol Hill, Washington, D.C.
I'm telling you, they're not moving. They're staying stationary. They're hovering.
And some of this stuff, guys, is crazy. And not in like, it's crazy because it's not real, but it's crazy that all these people are capturing these videos, and they do get even crazier than this.
They kind of look wide, too.
Look at the, look at the lights changing.
It is moving.
No, it's not.
It looks like it.
Yeah, but they're not moving. That's an airplane. Hang on.
Which one? The one closest to the Capitol building?
It's going
to
get weirder when government officials are like, we have no clue what these are, but they are showing up by the thousands.
Hang on, let me zoom that a little bit. Yeah, that's an airplane.
But the one in the middle, that one.
That's an airplane. You can see it moving.
Yeah.
The one to the right, or over here.
The one behind the Capitol building is not an airplane.
Or over here. That's an airplane. Okay.
Yeah. Over there is, but look at that one.
And I'm saying, like, when you look to the left of the Capitol, those are not moving.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. They're here.
Can we go back in the car?
They're here, Ella.
He's like, they're here. All right, watch this. Let's keep going.
Tonight, officials in New Jersey sounding the alarm, now calling for immediate action by federal authorities against those mysterious drones in the skies for weeks now, with no answers about who is behind them. Dozens of sightings reported since last month, including near sensitive military installations. And
that's another thing. They're finding them by military installations, by airports, by state capitals, in very weird locations. But just wait to see what the government has to say about this, because it's just going to get weirder and weirder as we go tonight. Again, bizarre times that we're living in.
President-elect Trump's Bedminster Golf Club, where he resides, claims made by one lawmaker that Iran is behind those drones.
Our initial assessment here is that these are not drones or activities coming from a foreign entity or adversary.
They are not out foreign involvement.
All right, let's keep going.
Tonight, here. Officials in...
We have no evidence at this time that the reported drone sightings pose a national security...
So this is the White House, okay? White House National Security Communication Advisor. This is what they're saying about these drones.
Or a public safety threat, or have a foreign nexus. The Department of Homeland Security and the FBI are investigating these sightings, and they're working closely with state and local law enforcement to provide resources using numerous detection methods.
Guys, I mean, this is crazy. Am I the only one that thinks this is crazy? And again, my whole feed on like TikTok and Instagram is all of these videos, okay? So I am seeing a lot of them, but I'm just like, what time is it? What year is it that people are just seeing drones by the thousands? Casually, and these are not hobby drones, like I said earlier. And we're like, yeah, the White House has to put out a statement saying these are not our drones. These are not foreign drones from other countries. Okay, so whose drones are they? I'm just saying, are they aliens? I don't know. I don't know. I'm just asking because the White House is like, they're not ours. They're not foreign. They don't pose a threat. How do you know that? I'm just like, I feel like, am I going crazy watching this? Like, how do we not know what these are? How are we not shooting these down? How is the Homeland Security? And I want to start dialogue tonight. So let me know in the comments. I don't usually do streams like this. How is Homeland Security not shooting these things down? Well, there's a video I'm going to show you of someone trying to shoot one down.
To better understand their origin, using very sophisticated electronic detection technologies provided by federal authorities, we have not been able to, and neither have state or local law enforcement authorities, corroborate any of the reported visual sightings.
Again, the government, I mean, we could trust them as far as we could throw them. They're saying, oh, we don't know how legitimate all these are. Yeah, but the thing is, there's thousands of videos of TikTok of normal people like me and you posting these videos. So the government's like, yeah, I don't really know. This might not be real or not. But then there's like thousands of videos all over TikTok of normal people being like, this is above my house. And people want answers. People want answers. And maybe it is a big distraction. But the thing is, if you have one of these drones hovering around your house, I kind of want to know, where is this from? And the fact that the government can't tell me, who am I supposed to trust? Who's supposed to tell me? Am I tripping? Start some dialogue. Let me know what you guys think.
Contrary. Upon review,
this is just weird. I mean, I had to cover this because this is bizarre.
Imagery, it appears that many of the reported sightings are actually manned aircraft that are being operated lawfully.
Okay.
What does the FBI know where these drones are from? And going forward, are we going to give local and state law enforcement the tools they need to be able to monitor, right? Because let's assume that drone activity will continue as it has, and say there'll be more drones here and around the country. Local law enforcement right now doesn't have all the tools they need to both identify the drones and then, if they need to take them out of the air. There does not appear to be any threat, imminent threat, to public safety or to our national security. But I do think everybody has a right to know.
Oh my God, here we go.
Look at this.
Are you freaking kidding me right now?
And again, these are just people posting videos. These are just people posting videos. New Jersey.
I'm a little disappointed that given that we have a nearly $1 trillion budget for the Pentagon, that nobody knows what these things are.
$1 trillion budget. And nobody knows what these are. Nobody knows what's going on.
Now I'm worried. But
here's some more footage of them. New York airport shut down. I think that was yesterday. Okay, there's one I want to find. This one. Okay, this one's crazy. This is the one that was viral everywhere. This is just bizarre.
Happening. It seems everyone starts to look up, like my crew and I have been here in Mendham.
Look at that.
Recording this video that you're looking at right now. We have no idea what
this is. A news crew, ABC 7 News, recording this. This is not an airplane. For those in the comments, like, these are airplanes. Angels, aliens, demons. I'm just saying. Who knows? But just. Look at this.
If it's a natural phenomenon, because it could be, but this is why so many municipalities are now asking people to reach out and send their videos to them or to experts who might be able to sort out what they're seeing in the skies. But I guarantee there's so many.
Look at how crazy that is.
Making those recordings, because this mystery is one that needs to be solved. For now, we're live here in Mendham Borough. Tony Yates, Channel 7 Eyewitness News.
Lee's saying he's wondering whether or not that might be the moon, Tony, but you pointed out. It's exactly
the moon. She's like, no. Since when did the moon ever look like that? What moon? What moon have you seen that looks like a translucent orb floating in the sky? And a news station is recording it.
Making those recordings because this mystery is one that needs to be solved. For now, we're live here.
The moon? Come on, bro. What are you drinking?
Eyewitness News.
Lee's saying he's wondering whether or not that might be the moon, Tony. But you pointed out it's exactly the question people are asking. What is it?
No. Yeah. Yeah, no. We're looking at the moon right now, and that's nowhere near the moon.
Okay. So she said, we can see the moon. That's not the moon. Okay, that was a crazy one. Let's keep going. Here's more footage of them. Again, these are just regular people in New Jersey, New York, and I think in Atlanta there's more found. I just am going like, how is there no answers to this? But here's more footage of them.
Yeah.
Weird stuff.
So the drones are coming from the inside of the ocean.
After seeing 50 of them come off the ocean.
Advise after we made contact with that officer that there were 50 that came off the ocean.
50?
50. That was my reaction also. There were 50 that were coming off the ocean.
And this is a sworn officer.
A sworn officer, yes. We contacted state police, we contacted the FBI, we contacted the Coast Guard, at which point the Coast Guard went out with their boat, and they reported seeing 13 following their boat. And then the Coast Guard also advised that they went over them about 300 feet and had a wingspan of about 8 feet.
Can I see one right here?
Did I see the same thing that officer saw? I'm still not sure. What I can show you.
Okay, so he said coming from the ocean.
OEM team, and we now have guidance coming from the state, and that guidance does say two different things. First of all,
listen,
there is a downed drone in our vicinity. We are immediately to call the bomb squad of our county. And second, our fire department has been instructed to make sure they wear hazmat suits.
So if something falls out of the sky that people have seen, and some of these things are as big as an SUV, if that happens, you're to treat this more than a plane crash. It's treated like an attack on the homeland?
That is correct, because they're not quite sure if there's a payload or not.
So if there's a down drone, which there was a down drone today, we're going to watch videos about that as well. Don't treat it as a plane crash. Treat it as a basically an attack on the homeland. Wear a hazmat suit. So, yeah, weird.
So the drones are coming from the...
All right, I saved that one. Let's see.
People in New York and New Jersey see drones the size of an SUV over their house every night and think that that doesn't make any sense.
Certainly, I understand why people would be looking at this and being concerned about it. We're concerned about it, too, which is why we have the Department of Homeland.
So they say it's no big deal. We're not worried. And this is the White House spokesperson saying we're also concerned about it, too.
Land Security and the FBI, my goodness, looking at this, and we're taking it seriously. We understand that people are concerned. We understand that they got questions. We got questions too, and we're working hard to get the answers to that.
So crazy.
What is this? Is this the same kind of drone that they're seeing in New Jersey?
I mean, just weird stuff. Someone's shooting out of here. They're trying to shoot it down with an AR. Somebody said, we're shooting this thing down. I mean, the fact that somebody thinks that's an airplane. Guys, come on. We've all seen airplanes in the sky. We've all been on airplanes. Somebody's saying these are as big as an SUV. These are not airplanes. That is not an airplane. Look at that thing. There's three orbs blinking lights. Four orbs blinking lights. Oh, this one's crazy. Look at this.
Anytime I try to zoom in with my camera.
So he's zooming in with his camera. Look at what he's seeing zoomed in with his camera. And I saw this actually under a telescope as well, and it looks similar.
All the way up to the drone. This is what I get. It has a round, like, shield around it.
Dude, that is crazy! Chat, am I tripping? Am I tripping?
Fucking nuts.
Oh, excuse the language, right. I'm sorry
about
that.
Zoomed in, 208. And I'll show you the drone right now.
208 times zoom.
Up in the sky.
That is crazy. Look at that. Look at that. From an airplane. This person's in an airplane. Look at this thing. Guys, here's my point. How are all of these people...
You're telling me...
making this up? All these people are filming these things. There's no way. There's no way. Listen to this. FBI assistant director.
We don't know what the hell these drones are in New Jersey are. Is that correct?
That's right.
It's crazy. I mean, that's crazy. That's madness that we don't know what these drones are.
Crazy. I think I have like a couple more and then we have some YouTube clips.
Okay. You've stated that the government is in possession of potentially non-human spacecraft. Based on your experience...
Okay, listen to this very carefully. Okay.
You've stated that the government is in possession of potentially non-human spacecraft. Based on your experience and extensive conversations with experts, do you believe our government has made contact with intelligent extraterrestrials?
Something I can't discuss in public setting.
Okay, I can't ask when you think this occurred. if you believe we have crashed craft, stated earlier, do we have the bodies of the pilots who piloted this craft?
As I've stated publicly already in my News Nation interview, biologics came with some of these recoveries. Yeah.
Were they, I guess, human or non-human biologics?
Non-human, and that was the assessment of people.
So he said, the government, yes, has crafts with non-human, basically non-human remains. Excuse me.
With direct knowledge on the program I talked to that are currently still on the program.
Crazy.
Okay.
The government knows what is happening. Look, our military knows where they took off from. If it's a garage, they can go right into that garage. They know where it came from and where it went. And for some reason, they don't want to comment. And I think they'd be better off saying what it is. Our military knows and our president knows. And for some reason, they want to keep people in suspense. I can't imagine it's the enemy, because if it was the enemy, they'd blast it out. Even if they were late, they'd blast it. Something strange is going on. For some reason, they don't want to tell the people. And they should, because the people are really, I mean, they happen to be over Bedminster. They're very close to Bedminster. I think maybe I won't spend the weekend in Bedminster. I've decided to cancel my trip.
So he says the government knows. Now, obviously, Trump is not in office yet. So he's saying Biden administration knows what's going on. They're saying we have no clue, which I'm going to watch some of the press briefing later of what they said just, I think, yesterday about all of this, the White House.
964 sightings of SUV-sized drones have been recorded across New Jersey, some of which have even been over critical military infrastructure. This heat map shared with us by local police highlights the shocking true scale of the mysterious drone activity across the Garden State. The drones have caused widespread concern across the nation as the government fails to provide any concrete answers. 964
crazy
mysterious drones have now been
This is just nonstop. I sifted through so many videos. You could go 10 hours and these videos keep going. Again, another reason why it's not just an isolated event. It's not an isolated phenomenon. This is happening all over. Today in Atlanta, people are posting videos of this. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
In and around Atlanta amid hundreds of sightings nationwide, and countless pictures and videos have been sent into the newsroom.
I mean, guys, just again, let's just zoom out. Someone said Buzz Lightyear's here. Let's just zoom out and go. What is going on? Thousands of drones are being sighted all over the U.S. and the government, and nobody knows what these are. Nobody has shot one down. There is a crashed one. You're going to see the scene of the crashed one. And remember, the government says, these are not a threat. We don't have to worry. Just everybody chill. Yet, wait till you see the crashed one and how serious they make it.
A federal official still say that there's no threat to public safety, but it's doing very little to ease concerns from residents. Atlanta FBI agents are investigating and claim that there is no evidence of a national security threat or foreign involvement. Be sure to download Fox.
What a weird time. Here's a time lapse. You can see all these different things in the sky. I mean, that's crazy. That's the time lapse in New Jersey. Someone said rapture incoming. Okay, so as you can see, crazy stuff going on. I just have some other videos here queued up for you guys to kind of watch and react to. Again, our goal is to keep our eyes on Christ. Our aim needs to be keep our eyes on the Lord. And as family and friends this holiday season are asking about these things, let's use these things as an opportunity to share our faith with them. We're going to be with friends and family next week. For the most of the week, most of you will be. And let's talk to our friends and family about the gospel, about the work of Jesus, and about if they're saying, hey, are the end times? We've been in the last days. We've been in the last days. John says we're in the final hour. We're in the time now. I'm going to show you a couple scriptures later. These are the last days based on what we're seeing in the world. Based on what we're seeing in the world. Nobody so far has been able to put their finger on what these things could be. I'll give you some ideas of what they might be. But at the end of the day, whether these are angels, whether these are some type of alien thing, some type of government experiment, who knows? Our goal is to focus on the Lord, to focus on what God is doing, and to share the gospel with our friends and family. And all of these events that we cover and things happening in our world, weird times, because something like this has never happened before, but we have an opportunity to share our faith during this urgency. People are curious about this. They're asking questions. So could this be an end time event? Possibly. I'm going to show you some scripture as well that people are linking to this, which you can take it for what you want. I'm not saying this is what it is or this is what it is. We're just opening up the dialogue, opening the conversation. And I'm trying to give you a Christian perspective about what's going on. At the end of the day, we need to be ready for the Lord's return. We need to be ready for the day of the Lord. We need to have our family in order, our house in order. We need to be have a prayer life right now. Have a sense of urgency right now. Get your life right now. Let's watch some of these here. This is drone sightings in New York. Airport shuts down temporarily.
Or to shut down the mounting frustration over the mystery in the sky. Good evening. I'm Jessica Moore. The number of drone sightings across the tri-state area has been growing over the last 2 weeks, with more than 3,000 reports in New Jersey alone.
And 3,000. Think about how crazy it is. 3,000 reports of
sightings. No indication the sightings are coming to an end. Local and state officials are becoming increasingly impatient for answers. As Alicia Reed explains, they also want authorities to destroy any drones that may be considered a threat.
It's smooth sailing at New York Stewart International Airport Saturday night. Unlike the
Let me know if the sound's okay for you guys. I have a little sound meter, so hopefully it's not too loud.
Nearly hour-long delay the evening prior after a drone in the airspace stopped all flights.
It's always a nuisance.
Drones have been spotted throughout the tri-state since mid-November. The FBI says they've received about 5,000 leads since then.
It's not good.
Only about 100 have led to action by the FBI. In a statement, Governor Kathy Hochul says in part, this has gone too far. She's calling on Congress to pass a bill that will strengthen the FAA's oversight of drones and give select state and local law enforcement agencies the right to detect, track, or even destroy unmanned aircraft systems, or UAS. New Jersey Congressman Chris Smith plans to introduce legislation that would authorize training for state police across the country to track and take down drones.
State police, probably a designated unit could be established, you know, have real experts.
Over 50 local, state, and federal partners have engaged in the investigation, including the FBI, DHS, and FAA. A rep from the Department of Homeland Security says they're confident many of the sightings are manned aircrafts that are being misidentified as drones. The FAA says it is.
How are they being misidentified, bro? There's literally 1,000 videos of orbs floating around. How are those manned aircrafts? Who decides one day we're just gonna wake up, everyone's gonna take videos of airplanes and post them on TikTok and say that they're no, this is a real thing happening right now.
Illegal to fly.
And the government's panicking because they don't know what's
drone
going on.
During the day or at night, as long as it's below 400 feet and isn't causing a hazard, but restricting airspace.
Listen, it could very well be. All right, listen. It could very well be that Amazon is doing a new strategy to deliver packages in time for Christmas. And these are just Amazon drones. There's new orb technology. They're transporting the products in a new way with an orb of light. We don't know. It could be Amazon. It could be Jeff Bezos floating around in the orb, dropping presents, thinking that he's some type of Santa Claus. We don't know.
This is a problem, and that happened here.
All right, let's keep going here. This is residents report in New Jersey a drone crash, all right? One of these things crashed, and they literally treat this like a crime scene. Remember, guys, it's no big deal. These aren't going to hurt anybody, the government says. They're not from, they say they're not from another government and they're not from us. So where are they from? But don't panic yet. This is how they treat a crash for this drone.
Oh, it is happening in Hillsborough, New Jersey. Fox 5's Stephanie Bertini is live from that scene. Stephanie, obviously so much frustration about what is even happening in the skies above us. So this might be a big answer.
Yeah, Bianca, I talked to several people who tell us they heard a drone crash somewhere behind where I'm standing. We're working to get that information confirmed with officials. Our chopper has been flying over the area this morning. Here's some video. We're showing you that view from
Okay, look at that. Remember, guys, these are no big deal. They're not from another country. They pose no threat. Drone crash. Call everybody. Call the SWAT team. Call every fire truck in the county. Again, they're saying one thing, but then you see this one drone goes down and this is who shows up. But don't worry, guys, it's nothing. No big deal. Nothing to see here. Just keep on.
We're in a shopping plaza in Hillsborough, just off Route 206. First responders have been here all morning, including Hillsborough police. A lot of onlookers. I talked to one woman who says her concerns are growing, calling all the recent drone activity very bizarre. She says she heard the drone crash happened overnight here, but she says that she's seen several, what she believes are drones anyway, flying around her home. She says
Seriously, though, if these are flying around your house, let me know in the chat. What do you do? I'm not gonna lie. I don't know. Are we allowed to shoot them down? If this is flying around your house, you're gonna want answers. And I know I'm kind of making light of it, but it's not actually funny if it's really flying around your house.
Not too far from where we're live right now. Now, we've reported on these drone concerns in New Jersey. Some experts have said the sightings could very well be lawfully manned aircrafts. Today, we're hearing from officials on Staten Island about the same topic. Take a listen.
You know, there's a saying that we had after 9/11, if you see something, say something. I think that's become, if you see something, don't worry about it, because we saw it too. And the people of Staten Island deserve answers. The people of this
Amen,
city
brother.
And state and region deserve answers of what the heck is going on.
So we've heard from the FBI, and the FBI says there's no reason to believe that these recent possible drone sightings pose a national security threat. Now, in terms of what we're getting from local officials, we're being told we're going to get an update this afternoon at some point, Bianca, in terms of what they've been looking at here. Back to you inside.
Yeah, it's so interesting because they say it poses no threat, but they can't tell you what it is.
Exactly.
So many questions surround.
Exactly. Okay. This is New Jersey mayor. All right, the mayor of New Jersey, tired of being insulted by federal officials over drone sightings. This guy's had enough. He's like, look, there's drones everywhere. Government's doing nothing about it. Everyone's saying it's nothing. Just relax and have Christmas. And
let's talk more about it now with Mayor Michael Mellem. He is the mayor of Belleville, New Jersey. So he's in one of the cities where they have been dealing with this quite a bit. So, Mayor, thank you for being here. Federal officials say they can't confirm where these drones are from, but then at the same time, they say they do not pose a national security threat. Do you and your constituents believe that assurance enough?
We do not. And frankly, we're getting tired of being insulted. I just got off a briefing with the White House Intergovernmental Affairs. And again, we're being told that there is absolutely, we're seeing nothing here. We are not seeing any drones. We're seeing basically manned aircraft. I mean, they're starting to really insult myself, our constituents. And
this is so interesting because the mayor is basically saying to the White House, we're getting nonstop drone sightings and videos. And the White House is literally telling this guy, No, those are just manned aircrafts. Don't worry about it. And the mayor is like, do you think I'm stupid? This is 4 hours ago posted. So yeah, this is just a few hours ago. But he's like, you're insulting my intelligence because all of these people are seeing these drones and the White House is brushing it off. So is it a White House thing? Is it a government thing? Because they're saying they have no clue what it is. Weird.
Many mayors around the state of New Jersey who have literally had these things hovering 100 feet over their houses. I mean, we literally just got told once again that there's nothing to see here, and we're getting tired of it.
So you were part of a meeting last week with more than 200 mayors that was held by the New Jersey State Police Department. You say that you just got off a briefing with the White House. I guess the thing I keep coming back to on this story is, it's one thing for you to tell us there's nothing to worry about. It's not a foreign threat. There's no sort of national security concern here. But then at the same time, you can't tell us specifically what it is that we're seeing. Is that the same frustration that you have, that if it's not a threat, why can't you tell us specifically what it is that we're seeing?
It is. And frankly, you're right. You can't have it both ways. You can't say we have no idea what you're saying, but there's no known threat. You just can't have it both ways. I mean, we were told by our state police that they know for a fact these things are hovering over our critical infrastructure. We had a mayor in North Jersey who has 80 square miles under her belt, and she's got four critical infrastructures, four sets of reservoirs there. She had 60 drones hovering over them this past Sunday. You can't.
That is crazy. These are critical areas that they're saying, what'd you say, 60, 40, whatever drones over these critical areas? And the government saying these are not a threat, don't worry?
Keep telling us that we're imagining this stuff. We're not imagining it. Our own state police in our own briefings is telling us these things are not emitting a radio frequency. Our own governor has said, with the state police standing next to him, that our pilots witnessed the lights turn off and saw them disappear. I mean, we're having a lot of issues here, yet they keep telling us we're not going to shoot them down if we think they're a threat. We're not going to do a temporary ban. You can't have it every way. Our residents are getting concerned, and the lack of transparency is doing nothing but fuel conspiracy theories on social media.
Yeah, and maybe expand upon that thought about the conspiracy theories, because it does feel as though we've entered a new phase of this story where there is the sense that people are overreacting, that they're actually seeing regular commercial airliners landing and taking off, that they're police helicopters that they're witnessing. And I'm sure that's true. I'm sure more people are now taking the time to look up into the skies and are concerned.
For those of you in the chat saying it's Project Bluebeam, we will look at that and you can decide for yourself what you believe. This video is not to try to convince you that this is this or this is that. This is just to talk about open dialogue, give a Christian perspective, give you some verses. But yeah, we'll talk about that
as to what they're seeing. But do you feel as though that concern and these new levels of reporting that are probably just basic things are because of the void that was filled from before?
Absolutely. I mean, here in Belleville, we're in northern New Jersey. We border the largest city in New Jersey, Newark. We are dead smack in the middle of Newark International Airport and Teterboro Airport. And our residents in this area are starting to look up to the sky now. And every single night they look up to the sky. And there's no doubt. I mean, there's no doubt that there is some misidentification that's happening. We know that to be a fact. But I've had trained police officers, drone operators who are police officers, video things and say, absolutely, beyond a shadow of a doubt, these are drones. These are not manned aircraft. And somebody needs to finally get to the bottom of this. I mean, it's ridiculous that we have technology that, you know, they can read your driver's license from a mile up in the sky, probably while it's still in your pocket. Yet they can't tell us what's flying just above our homes.
So you got to respect a mayor that just says it the way it is. I mean, this guy's in the hotbed where all the drones are appearing. He's tired of it. Like, we're getting calls nonstop.
Congresswoman Mikey Sherrill, who I'm sure you know, she represents Bellevue. She's a former Navy helicopter pilot. She released a plan to identify drones and then improve communication with the public so they know what those drones are. I mean, what do you think about the congresswoman's plan? And at least is the idea what needs to be accomplished here, filling this gap between what exists and getting that information to people so that they aren't worried about it all the time?
I mean, that's perfect. We welcome all the congressional help. I saw Josh, you know, on the program
all
just
right,
earlier.
I got a couple more. They're here. Calling. We'll scroll through, and then I'm going to talk to you guys about something here. What's this one? Drone detection system.
Reported drone sightings throughout our area in the last month. Fox News' Lisa Evers is live in Mahwah, New Jersey, with the very latest reports and concerns from residents and lawmakers there. Lisa.
Well, Bianca, the calls for action about the number of drones flying in the skies here in New Jersey and New York is growing, as are the frustrations of local and state officials who can't seem to get any definitive answers from Washington. Now, with the busy air travel season upon us, there are great concerns about airline and air safety in general. Hundreds of sightings of drones appearing at night in the skies over New Jersey and New York for more than a month. Sometimes they're solo, but other times there are dozens of them, even flying in organized formations. Witnesses
crazy.
Say they range in size, all of them unexplained. Some have been sighted over military installations and near airports. Over the weekend, Stewart International Airport in Orange County, New York, had to be temporarily shut down due to a safety threat from drone activity. Officials say the drones do not show up on the regular FAA flight radar screens, and Senator Chuck Schumer is asking Homeland Security to deploy drone detection.
That's bizarre because they don't put off a radio frequency, so when they're checking their radars, they're not appearing. They're literally not appearing on the radars, which is crazy.
Technology similar to what's been used to prevent airstrikes by birds. But New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer has had enough. He's just moments ago, short time ago, he's calling on the feds to come clean. Here's what Gottheimer had to say.
Later today, I'll be introducing a resolution in Congress calling on the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, and the FAA, the lead agencies, to publicly brief on what they know about the drones. Not a paper statement, but actually get out there and do a proper public session where they review what they know and take questions. I believe the people who I represent, and as I've been saying for some time, the people in New Jersey around the country deserve clear answers.
Soundbite? Yeah. Now, just a short time ago, President Trump held a press conference in which he addressed the drone situation. Here's what President-elect Trump had to say.
The government knows what is happening. Look, our military knows where they took off from. If it's a garage...
All right, we saw this already. So Trump's saying they do know. They're saying we have no clue what these are. All right, let's see. I have a bunch more. We won't watch all of them. All right, that's the drone sightings. Homeland Security. All right, let's just watch this for a minute. Homeland Security Secretary. All right. I'm trying to laugh here because this guy is just, in my opinion, full of it. But this is the Secretary of Homeland Security.
Those nerves. We have not seen anything unusual. We have not seen any unusual.
All right, let me let you guys in the comments decide if you guys think this guy is full of it. Let's rewind it just a few seconds and listen to what he says. We've just now spent 40 minutes watching videos of these drones, watching people say they're above our house, and then let's hear what the Homeland Security Secretary says. Ready for this?
Let me calm those nerves. We have not seen anything unusual. We have not seen any unusual activity. We know of no threat. We know of no nefarious.
I guess thousands of people posting videos showing this. But no, it's nothing weird. Nothing weird here. Nothing weird here. Thousands of people, mayors, saying, tell us what these are.
This activity. Right. I want to repeat that. We have not seen anything unusual. We know of no threat or of any nefarious activity. And let me explain. People are reporting sightings of drones. It is very common for individuals who think they see drones to actually see small aircraft, and we have a case of mistaken identity. Also, we have six different...
Somebody needs to get this guy to watch a TikTok or Instagram or YouTube. I don't know where this guy lives.
People reporting what they think is a drone, and all of a sudden, we have reports of six drone sightings. So there's some duplication. I have been in touch with Governor Murphy every day. Our experts have been in touch with the New Jersey State Police every day. What we have done is we have...
Denial is not just a river in Egypt, brother.
...deployed our state-of-the-art technology. We've deployed our experts to New Jersey.
This is our government, guys. This is the... This is the Secretary of Homeland Security. This is why I'm like, I don't trust the government.
See, that technology has not confirmed any drone sightings. In addition, it has confirmed that some reported drone sightings are, in fact, small aircraft. Pilots have not reported seeing drones. That's not to say that there aren't...
We heard earlier that pilots are reporting drones.
...drones, you know, flying in the air, but we have no concern at this point with respect to a threat or any nefarious activity. The reality is you can have a 15-year-old kid who buys a drone off the shelf and puts it up in the sky. We have not seen drones turn their lights off in the dark. We have not seen drones penetrate restricted airspace. Those are two.
We literally just, they're flying in all these areas that are restricted. I mean, this guy, again, this is about how much you trust Homeland Security when this guy starts saying stuff like this. It's a slap in the face to everybody that's seeing these, posting these, and hearing about these. And like the mayor in New Jersey said, all you're doing is insulting our intelligence. He's on the phone with these guys, the Homeland Security, FBI, and they're telling him stuff like this when he's like, dude, in my community, thousands of people are reporting drones. And then this is what they're telling him. Is this not the definition of gaslighting?
Indicia that would give us a cause for concern. Wolf, I want to let the American people know right now that if we learn of
any... Oh, we feel so at peace, brother. Thank you for letting us know. You just made me feel so good about
all this. Cause for concern, I will be back in this seat and explain to the American public why.
Only within the past few minutes, and I don't even know if you know this, Mr. Secretary, the president-elect Donald Trump, he just called on the Biden administration for you guys to either release any information it has about these mysterious drone sightings or shoot the drones out of the sky. How do you respond to the president-elect?
Well, first of all,
Trump did tweet out, shoot him out of the sky, which, hey, gotta love it.
Statements I've made already are the principal message that I want to communicate to the American public. We haven't seen anything unusual. We know of no threat. Secondly, we have gone to Congress repeatedly asking for more authority.
Okay, this guy is just nauseating. I want to go to the last clip here. I have a few more, but I'm just going to go through one last one here. Okay, we're not going to watch this whole thing. This is the White House. Let's just watch a minute or two. This is the White House saying, updating us all on the drones. Let's see what they have to say here.
Add a few comments on the reports of drone activity here on the East Coast, particularly in and around New Jersey. We have no evidence at this time that the reported drone sightings pose a national security or a public safety threat or have a foreign nexus. The Department of Homeland Security and the FBI are investigating these sightings, and they're working closely with state and local law enforcement to provide resources using numerous detection methods to better understand their origin. Using very sophisticated electronic detection technologies provided by federal authorities, we have not been able to, and neither have state or local law enforcement authorities, corroborate any of the reported visual sightings. To the contrary, upon review of available imagery, it appears that many of the reported sightings are actually manned aircraft that are being operated lawfully.
Wow, it's weird. Doesn't it seem like the government's all reading the same script? Doesn't it just seem like Homeland Security, the FBI director we heard earlier, and this guy is now kind of like reading the same piece of paper as if they're all like saying the same thing, that there is no drones, everybody relax, nothing weird to see here. Interesting.
The United States Coast Guard is providing support to the state of New Jersey and has confirmed that there is no evidence of any foreign-based involvement from coastal vessels. And importantly, there are
My question is, how do they keep saying they don't know what it is or where it's from? But then they say, we don't know where it is or where it's from, but we're doing all this research, we're studying, but they're not real. We don't know where the drones are from, but oh, by the way, the drones aren't real. We're not seeing any drones. Then what are you investigating? Am I the only one scratching my head? Over and over, the government keeps saying, we have no clue what they are. And then the next sentence they say, these things don't exist. They're just manned aircrafts. They're just small aircrafts. They're just, you know, he said a teenage boy can go to the hobby store and buy a drone. That's probably what it is. But then they go, oh, and by the way, we're investigating. We're sending the FBI, the CIA, Homeland Security, and doing all these things. So I'm just saying, I'm not trying to start no conspiracy. Is this preparation? Is this preparation for some type of shutdown martial law? I don't know, but it smells fishy to me. Again, I don't cover a lot of these topics, but when I started doing some research on this and reading about this, this seems very, very fishy to me. It seems very inauthentic. It seems very fake. What I mean by fake, they're saying fake, not the drones. We've already watched 45 minutes of videos of the drones. Things seem weird. And yeah, I would ask the same thing, Eliana. Where's Biden? Why is Biden not the one? If thousands of people are seeing drones, they're shutting down airports, they're above critical infrastructure. Wake Joe Biden up from his nap. Get him on here to tell the American people that these drones are government drones. We're searching for a nuclear waste that spilled. We're searching for a nuclear warhead that went missing. We're using them to survey. Tell us something. But no, I mean, is he still napping? And then these guys come out saying there's nothing, just making everybody just like, we're not that dumb. We're not that dumb. Something's fishy about this whole story. It's just bizarre. And this is all happening in real time. The last video I showed you was 2 hours ago. So it's like developing now. But these mayors are not happy. Let's keep
reported going. Or confirmed drone sightings in any restricted airspace. Now that said, we certainly take seriously the threat that can be posed by unmanned aircraft systems, which is why law enforcement and other agencies continue to support New Jersey and investigate the reports, even though they have uncovered no malicious activity or intent at this particular stage. While there is no known malicious activity occurring, the reported sightings there do, however, highlight a gap in authorities.
And again, this is not some TikTok conspiracy foil hat thing where it's like a small thing. This is the White House having to address the entire country because the whole world wants to know what are these drones. So it's gotten to that level. Again, we're not covering some like closet conspiracy. This is thousands of people reporting, and now the White House is having to address this because people want answers. I mean, we want to know.
We urge Congress to pass important legislation that will extend and expand existing counter-drone authorities so that we are better prepared to identify and mitigate any potential threats to airports or other critical infrastructure, and so that state and local authorities are provided all the tools that they need to respond to such threats as well.
John, on the drones, does the U.S. government have any of its own imagery or video of these systems?
I'm not aware that we have U.S. government produced imagery ourselves, but as I said in my opening statement, we have certainly done thorough analysis of the existing imagery.
Like from people's cell phones that we're seeing? Basically, with what you're looking at, how can you credibly tell people that there is no public safety threat?
Thank you.
There's no national security threat, that there's no reason to believe that a foreign government is involved.
Because the analysis thus far, in an investigation that is ongoing, has not revealed any national security or malicious intent or criminal activity. But, Jackie, I would remind you, we're at the beginning here, not the end. There's a lot more work to be done, and we're working closely with state and local authorities to gain more information. I would argue that we're moving pretty well here with a sense of energy to try to figure out what we can do to learn more about this. We're still in the middle of an ongoing investigation, and I'm up here explaining to you and letting you know what we know so far, what we believe so far. If information comes to light that changes that characterization, then my goodness, you know, we'll be the first ones to let you know. But right now, there's just no indication that this is some sort of foreign malign activity, or in fact, even criminal.
Well,
what I don't understand is, you know, this has been happening since late November. I don't know that the law enforcement officials or residents in New York and New Jersey, or even the Democratic senators who wrote to Director Ray, Mayorkas, and the FAA administrator today would think that this has been handled with a sense of urgency. But you know, that being said, has the president or the Secretary of Defense issued any guidance to...
Where's the president? Is he alive? Has anyone seen Joe Biden?
NORTHCOM or military installations to act on these systems if they are deemed to be a threat in any way? And what's the benchmark for that determination?
So two thoughts. First of all, you're right, late November. It is now, what, the 12th of December. So I think it shows that we're moving on with this and we're going to stay on it. So this, I want to disabuse you of any notion that we're not taking this seriously, because we are.
We're taking this seriously, yet we opened up this press conference saying, there is no drones. There is no threat. They're not our drones. They're not drones from an international nexus. Don't worry, everybody. But then he goes by. Oh, and by the way, we hired Homeland Security and CIA. All these people are investigating. But we're. It's like, what is it? Which is it? I don't understand.
I can also tell you that if the president, as commander in chief, believed, based on the information that he'd been given, that there was a national security threat at play here, or even a public safety threat at play here, he would issue the appropriate directives to not only law enforcement, but perhaps even the military if that was needed. I want to go back to something I said at the top. There has been no evidence.
Here we go again.
Of any of this.
No evidence, guys. In the last hour, we haven't seen any evidence.
Activity in or near restricted spaces.
That's not what the senators said in the letter. They said, in fact, that they've been observed maneuvering their critical infrastructure, sensitive locations, including reservoirs and military installations.
This girl is really pushing back.
And cited a concern from law enforcement about public safety threats because a medevac helicopter was prevented from transporting a seriously injured patient for care because of the presence of these drones.
I stand by my opening statement.
Can you make that make more sense?
Can you make that make more sense? Whoever this lady is, I like
people
her.
In New York and New Jersey see drones the size of an SUV over their house every night and think that that doesn't make any sense.
Certainly, I understand why people would be looking at this and being concerned about it. We're concerned about it too, which is why we have the Department of Homeland Security in the.
Yeah, but why are you concerned about it? If you just said that they don't exist, they're not real, they're not from another country, they pose no threat, there's no evidence these even exist. Now you're concerned about it. This is what I'm saying. There's so much lying happening from the government.
My goodness, looking at this, and we're taking it seriously. And we understand that people are concerned. We understand that they got questions. We got questions too, and we're working hard to get the answers.
Guys, I'm reading the chat. This feels like a bad infomercial. This does. We got questions. You got questions. We got answers. Come to Sherwin-Williams. I mean, what is this?
What I can tell you is, we sit here today, you know, at 2:16 in the afternoon on the 12th, is we haven't seen any indication thus far that there's a public safety risk, and we haven't seen.
The government know what they are.
We are still investigating this. I can't tell you definitively. I cannot characterize for you definitively what these sightings are. I can just go back to what I said at the opening. We've looked at the imagery. We can't corroborate some of the reported sightings through our own expert analysis using sophisticated detection techniques. But that doesn't mean that, you know, we're putting our pen down here this afternoon and calling it a day. We're going to keep at this. We are continuing to investigate it. As I said in my opening statement.
All right, it's absolute joke. So now people are saying it's Project Bluebeam, which I did a little bit of digging into. There's not much resource online. There is a book about this. It is labeled as a conspiracy. I don't know enough about this. Like, I'm not a professional at all on the topic, but I do want to cover it. Let me fix my screen first. I should have this ready. I apologize. Let me fix the screen so we can see Project Bluebeam. Okay. And again, it's labeled as a conspiracy, just to be clear here. This is what some people believe it is. You can decide whatever you want. I'll give you some ideas of what it could be in a moment here. Project Bluebeam, conspiracy theory, which claims that NASA is attempting to implement a new age religion with the Antichrist at its head and start a new world order. New world order, via a technologically simulated second coming. So basically I didn't read the book. I don't know about this conspiracy or what. Some of you in the comment probably know more about it, but basically they're going to simulate a second coming of Christ using technology. All right. And this were presented in 1994. Basically, a guy wrote a book about it called Project Bluebeam, in parentheses, NASA. And he kind of made up this whole thing about it, right? So let's go into the, he passed away of a heart attack, I believe. But the theory of Bluebeam is to bring a global new age religion, which is seen as a core requirement for the New World Order's dictatorship to be realized. There's nothing new There's nothing new in thinking of religion as a form of control, but the existence of multiple religions, spin-off cults, competing sects, and atheists suggest that controlling the population through a single religion isn't easy. Past attempts have required totalitarianism, such as Inquisition, and on and on and on, all right? So it goes into the different steps of step one, step two, step three, step four, making humanity think there's an alien invasion is going to occur in every major city, making Christians think that the rapture is about to happen, and then using supernatural forces, electronical powers, and all of these things to create a new world order. Again, that is a conspiracy that you can look into if you'd like. I don't know enough about it. I don't know all the ins and outs of it. There's a couple things that it could be, and I'll just give you a few. I'm just going to give you five things that this could be, but we don't know. And then I'll give you some biblical things that people have dropped down in the chat tonight and talked about. Number one, it could be very well a military or government surveillance. Some people think that these drones are part of a government surveillance going on. Some people had said that there was a nuclear warhead missing, a nuclear spillage, and these are government drones surveilling and searching for these missing things. I personally don't think it's that, because why are they like so insistent on not saying, hey, everybody, these are government manned drones. We're searching for something missing. Why hide that to this extent? All right, why hide? I do believe there, I don't know, something supernatural going on, something spiritual going on, something weird. I don't know what it is, but there is something fishy going on. I do not think it's just government surveillance. So that's the first thing. Agencies like the FAA, the DHS, or the National Guard are testing aerial systems. All right, that's number one. Number two, these could be commercial drones mapping for delivery. So like Amazon, they're mapping out using drones, they're conducting aerial surveys, and they're mapping things out. Now, another reason why I don't think that it's commercial drones for mapping is Amazon would just come out saying, these are commercial drones, all right? These are commercial drones, we're mapping things out. Because the thing is, everybody is seeing that. Everybody is seeing the news, everybody's seeing online. Again, if you watch one or two videos of this, your entire feed will be this. So that's why I don't really think that it's commercial mapping. Number three, could be hobbyists or unauthorized flights. Simpler explanation could be these are private drone enthusiasts flying recreationally. Another reason why I don't think it's that, I'm just giving you guys what it could be. I don't think it's that because some of the way these drones look are not hobby drones. I fly and have flown hobby drones for years. I have an FPV drone. I used to fly RC helicopters. I used to do flips, all of that stuff. I'm a nerd. I got a lot of weird, nerdy hobbies. That was one of them back in the day. Was flying RC helicopters many years ago. No drone you can buy on the market looks like these drones. These clear orbs, all of these weird shapes that we're seeing. There's much more you can see that I didn't cover tonight. All right, all of these things, I don't think it's that. Number four is foreign spy drones or espionage. The drones could be linked to foreign entities conducting surveillance, which would explain why they are in government areas, restricted fly zones, using technology where radio frequencies, I'm not trying to go down a deep trail here, but radio frequencies cannot pick them up. It definitely could be foreign espionage or foreign countries spying on the US, looking at government infrastructure and agencies, which in that case, they would not want to say that that's what they are. Not only would our government not want to say, because they're obviously not in control of what's going on, they don't want people to panic, but these foreign agencies, like let's just say, for example, Russia. Just for an example, I'm not literally saying, why would Russia say that's us, all right? Number five would be that they are UAPs, which are like UFOs, all right? These are erratic flight patterns. They seem like advanced technology. These could be some type of experimental devices, some type of experimental aircrafts. I personally do not believe in aliens. I do not believe in extraterrestrial beings from another planet, but I believe in demons. I believe in principalities and powers. I believe in angels and fallen angels. Is it possible? Call me crazy. All right, you can say whatever you want. Is it possible that these are some type of spiritual thing? Is it possible these are some type of principality, some type of power, some type of maybe angelic beings? Maybe they're not fallen angels. Maybe they are angels. Maybe they are fallen angels. Maybe they're creating hysteria. Maybe they're creating fear. Maybe the government is setting us up for some type of fake rapture. I don't know. It is not out of the realm of possibility. Now, there are a few biblical texts that talk about these type of phenomenons, and I'm just going to mention three. Number one is Ezekiel's vision of flying objects. This is Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 4 through 21. Ezekiel says, I looked and I saw a windstorm coming from the north and an immense cloud with flashing lightning surrounded by brilliant light. The center of the fire looked like glowing metal. That's in Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 4 through 21. So Ezekiel describes a vision involving strange, flying, glowing objects that appeared mechanical and linked to wheels within wheels. If you've ever heard the wheels within wheels prophecy or Ezekiel talking about wheels within wheels, you got to remember, if you are seeing prophecy in the Old Testament of the future of devices or technology that has not been released yet, you're not going to be able to describe it. You can't, Ezekiel can't say, I saw a helicopter because there's no helicopters. He can't say I saw a drone because there were no drones. So his wording is, I saw a brilliant light with fire that looked like glowing metal and an immense cloud with flashing lightning. So the flashing lightning mean flashing lights? If you're seeing, again, a future vision, it's possible Ezekiel's trying to find words to describe what he's seeing. Same thing we see in the book of Revelation, which another biblical link could be, for example, not that these are this, but let me just give you an example, okay, of what I'm saying. I'm not saying the drones are this. Remember in Revelation chapter 9, verse 3 through 10, it talks about the locusts in Revelation, and it says, out of the smoke came locusts on the earth, and given power as the scorpions of the earth, they have power. The shape of these locusts were like horses prepared for battle. On their heads were crowns like gold, and their faces were the face of men. Some people interpret these locusts in Revelation as symbolic advanced military technology, such as drones or helicopters. If, let's say, John saw a helicopter, all right, if John saw a helicopter, he might say, it sounds like a locust, right? The sound of a drone or helicopter would be the sound of a locust. And it has these wings, but he's seeing helicopter rotary blades. He doesn't know what to call them. So he's using locust because he's saying, I don't know what I'm seeing. So that could also be some biblical text linkage. Again, not saying that these are the locusts from the book of Revelation. That is not what I'm saying. I'm saying the imagery. Flying, buzzing, locusts have power, might be metaphorical, could be military, advanced military technology. Also, Luke 21 talks about signs in the heavens, and there'll be great earthquakes, famines, pestilences, and there'll be fearful sights and great signs from the heavens. And that heavens could also be from the skies, from above, all right? The Bible talks about that. So we know that there will be signs in the stars, the sun, the moons, and on earth, the nations will be distressed, the sea and the waves roaring, unusual activity in the sky. Could drones be perceived as a sign? Maybe that's the case. But one thing that we do know in all of this is that the Lord is coming back and he's not slow in his promise. Now, the Bible makes it clear. People are going to say the Lord's not coming back. We've been seeing these signs. We've been seeing these things. I think that these are all a culmination of things. I think this event we're seeing with all these drones is a mixture of things. But I do believe there is a spiritual component to it. I do believe there's a spiritual component to all of this. To what extent, I do not know. But there's something mysterious happening, something fishy going on. So will we ever know? Not sure. But at the end of the day, our Lord is coming back. Now, the Bible says in 2 Peter 3, 4, some will say, what happened to the promise that Jesus is coming? You've been saying that. And then he goes on to say, dear friends, now these people are scoffers. Don't be a scoffer. Don't be one of those that go, the Lord's never coming back. You guys have been saying this. This is not another sign. Don't be cynical about it, about the Lord's return. Because it says this, dear friends, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day, 2 Peter 3, 9. The Lord is not being slow. No. He's being patient for your sake because he doesn't want anyone to be destroyed, but wants everyone to repent. Verse 10, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief unexpectedly. Then the heavens will pass away and there will be a terrible noise and those who are found to be deserve judgment. The day of the Lord, pay attention, will come suddenly to the unbeliever. To the unbeliever. God wants everyone to repent, no one to go to hell. He wants everyone to come to repentance. For the believer, pay attention, the day of the Lord will not be a surprise. We will not be surprised. Now, the verse I'm going to give you is one of the verses that really changed my mind about the second coming of Christ. okay? Because the Bible teaches that we will not be surprised by the second coming. Let me show you this. This is found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 1. This is about the second coming. Pay very close attention. This is a game changer. If you're thinking that there's going to be this secret thing that nobody knows about where the Lord suddenly returns, there's a secret rapture, that is not what the Bible teaches. When Jesus says that one will get taken, one will get left, he's talking about taken away in the wave of judgment. He says, in Noah's day, they were eating and drinking, having merry, and then the rain came, and they were taken away suddenly in the wrath of God. So will it be in the second coming of the Son of Man, where people are eating and drinking, acting like everything's fine, and they get swept away in the judgment of God. It's not talking about a secret rapture. Now, there will be a rapture after the seven-year tribulation, where we get caught up in the air to meet with the Lord and return as a heavenly army. That's the biblical second coming of Christ. There's not three comings, there's two comings. That's what the Bible teaches. But watch this, okay? All my friends out there, you could still be my friend that are pre-trib, that think there's going to be a secret rapture. Just watch what this says here. This will disprove your secret rapture here. There will be a rapture, not a secret rapture. Watch this. Write this down. 1 Thessalonians 5, chapter 5, verse 1. Now concerning how and when all this will happen, what are we talking about? The second coming of Christ. So Paul's about to tell us what's going to happen during this time. Dear brothers and sisters, we don't really need to write you. Verse 2, for you know that the day of the Lord's return will come unexpectedly like a thief in the night. All right, pause there at verse 2. I should have had this on screen. All of you are like, wait, Isaiah, you just said there won't be a secret rapture. There will be a rapture. But Isaiah, you just said it won't be unexpected. And Paul is saying it's going to be unexpected. Watch. Verse 3, when people are saying everything is peaceful and secure, then disaster will come upon them. As suddenly as a pregnant woman's labor begins and there'll be no escape. All right. So Isaiah, you just said there will be no unexpected, but now Paul's saying it's going to be unexpected like a thief in the night. Watch this. Verse 4. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 4. Get ready here. But you, believers now, he's talking to the believers now. Verse 4. But you are not in the dark about these things, dear brothers and sisters. And you won't be surprised when the day of the Lord comes like a thief. Hold on, let me read that again. All of my preacher friends, all my friends are like, it's going to be suddenly, it's going to happen while I'm at the movie theater. All right, all of you, write down in your notebook, 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 4. But you are not going to be surprised by these things. You will not be surprised when the day of the Lord comes like a thief. So will people be surprised because he comes like a thief? Yes. Who will that be? The unbelievers. The wicked sinners that are right now partying, eating, drinking, and then suddenly they're ignorant. They have no clue. Boom, the Lord comes back, surprise, like a thief in the night. The unbelievers aren't ready. We're not unbelievers. If you are a Christian, you're not. So what about you now? What about you? You're not going to be in the dark. You won't be surprised when the day of the Lord comes like a thief. Guys, there's no clear verse in Scripture. I don't know how for years I missed this. There's no clear verse in Scripture. We will not be surprised. Are the drones this? Are the drones that? None of it honestly matters. We will not be surprised, Paul says to the church in Thessalonica. Ready? Here's why. Verse five. For you're all children of the light and of the day. We don't belong in darkness and night. So be on your guard. This is the clarion call tonight. Why did we watch an hour of drone footage talk about all that? Well, it's interesting. I'm a nerd and I'm interested in what's going on. But it's to say this, verse 6, be on guard. Don't be asleep. 1 Thessalonians 5, 6. Stay alert and be clear-headed. Night is the time when people sleep and drinkers get drunk. Verse 8, but let us who live in the light be clear-headed, protected by the armor of faith and love, and wearing as our helmet the confidence of our salvation. Don't be afraid. Don't be scared. Be ready. Be awake. This is not the time to be spiritually drunk. This is not the time to live your life willy-nilly. I don't think I've ever said that word before, but you heard it here first. Acting like, no, get your family in order. Get your prayer life. Get ready. Be aware of the Lord's return. Be aware of the Lord's return. You're not going to be surprised, but the unbeliever will. Not my words, the words of the Apostle Paul. Let me leave you with one last thing, and then we're going to pray. And I had a whole bunch of signs, all of that, but I want to leave with this, and we're going to pray. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 1. Chapter 2, verse 1. And I have a whole bunch of videos on end time signs, why we're in the last days. Go watch my Revelation playlist. I got like lots of hours of it. All right. I taught the entire book of Revelation, every single verse. Go watch my live tab. Go to my book of Revelation playlist. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 1. This is labeled as events prior to the Lord's second coming. This is labeled as events prior. I wish I should have had this on the screen. That's my mistake. To the Lord's coming. Verse 2. Now, brothers and sisters, let us clarify some things about the coming of our Lord, and we will be gathered to meet him. Don't be easily shaken or alarmed by those who say the day of the Lord has already started. Don't believe them, even if they claim to have a vision, a revelation, or a letter from us. Verse 3, don't be fooled by what they say, for the day will not come until there's a great rebellion against God and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the one who brings destruction. Verse 4, he, this is the man of lawlessness, this is the Antichrist, will exalt himself and deny everything that people call God and every object of worship. He will even sit in the temple of God, claiming this man, the Antichrist, claiming to be God himself. Verse 5, don't you remember that I told you all about this when I was with you? And you know what is holding him back, so he can only be revealed when his time comes. For this lawlessness is already at work secretly. Okay, this is 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 7. Pay attention to this, okay? The lawlessness is already at work secretly and will remain in secret till the one who is holding it back steps away. Then the man of lawlessness will be revealed, but the Lord Jesus will slay him with the breath of his mouth and destroy him by the splendor of his coming. Guys, the lawlessness, the agenda of the Antichrist, the perversion of the Antichrist, the deception of the Antichrist, the man of lawlessness that will sit in the temple of God claiming to be God, do demonic signs and wonders and lying signs, him and the false prophet, you know what? He's already at work. He's already at work secretly. Secretly. He's working secretly. He's already at work. This is 2,000 years ago. That spirit of the Antichrist is at work right now. Now, we've seen that happen in secret. What is happening right now? It's getting exposed. For years, think about this. I'll do a whole stream on this soon. For years, all the perversion in Hollywood was happening in secret. Now it's being brought to light. Not only is it being exposed, but people are not ashamed of it anymore. What people used to be ashamed of in secret is now wide out in the open, and people have no shame any longer of their sexual perversion and the agendas. So now we're seeing what the Antichrist. Do I believe the stage is being set for the Antichrist? Yes, I do. Because now we're seeing no more shame anymore for what men are doing in darkness. Men love darkness, and now they're doing it in the light. And that's what the Bible's saying is, it's done in secret, but at some point, it's going to be brought to the light. Verse 9, this man will come to do the work of Satan with counterfeit power, signs, and wonders and miracles. He will use every deception to fool those on their way to destruction because they refuse to love the truth. So God will cause them to be greatly deceived and believe these lies. Then they will be condemned. Listen to this. Then they will be condemned for enjoying evil rather than believing the truth. The condemnation is that they will enjoy evil. They will love evil more than they love the truth. And this is exactly what the Bible says. This is exactly what the Bible says is happening right now. The signs that we're seeing is men love the darkness. Men love darkness more than light. So what should we do? One more verse and I'm done. What should we do? I'm going to give you instruction before we pray. All the drones going on, weird stuff happening, stages being set. I do believe, I don't know if this has anything to do with it, but I do believe that the stage is being set for the mark of the beast, for the Antichrist. Do I believe Christians will go through the tribulation? Yes. Do I believe Christians will have to either take the mark or not take the mark? Yes. Do I believe millions and millions of Christians will be martyred that don't take the mark of the beast? Yes. Yes, absolutely. I do believe that. Will it be in my lifetime? I don't know. But I'll tell you that the stage is being set. What should we do? You ready? Write this down in your notebook, your journal. Highlight it, mark it, bookmark it, underline it, all that. 2 Peter 3:14. Look at this. And so, dear, I love the Bible because it's so practical. And so, dear friends, while we're waiting for these things to happen, this is your call. While you're waiting for the coming of the Lord, make every effort to be found living peaceful lives that are pure and blameless in his sight. And remember, our Lord's patience gives people time to be saved. What is our call? Don't be a scoffer. Don't say, well, the Lord's not coming. You guys have been saying that. Peter says, Those are scoffers. Don't be that. Then he goes, here's what you need to do. Very, very careful. Make an effort. Don't be lazy. This is gonna take effort. You need to be found. I want God to find me when he returns. What am I doing? This is life-changing. This has changed my life. Live a peaceful life that is pure and blameless. Live a peaceful life. Not getting involved in everybody else's drama. Not doing too much. Not trying to be stressing myself out all the time, doing a million things, building an empire. I'm just living a peaceful life. Living a peaceful life, sharing the gospel, doing what I've been called to do, and I'm going to live pure, and I'm going to live blameless. I'm not going to be found by the Lord with him saying, you did this, you did this, you did this, you did this wrong. Not going to be a busybody. Not going to have my nose in everybody else's business. Not going to just live a peaceful life, work with my hands, live a peaceful life, live pure and blameless, and I'm gonna put effort into that. I'm going to put effort. I'm going to make an effort to live clean. I'm going to make an effort to live pure. I'm not going to be walking around living my life casually, complacent. I'm going to be making an effort to living a clean and peaceful life. You know what that does to me when I hear that? It gives me, I could just breathe a breath of fresh air. I'm not stressed. That's all I have to do is while I'm waiting, because we are waiting for someone. We are waiting for our Lord to return. We're not going to scoff and say, oh, he's not coming back. You guys have been saying, no, I'm not going to be found as a scoffer. But instead, I'm going to live a pure, blameless, peaceful life. Is there anything wrong? Listen to me closely. With you raising kids, serving the Lord, raising them in God, going to church, sharing your faith, laying hands on the sick, not having an international mega ministry, not having this big thing, but you're just faithful to your local church. You're raising a godly family. You're a good part of the community. You're loving husband. You're loving mother. And you have a good job going. You're serving the Lord. You're having a prayer life. You're doing what God's called you to do. And you die and the Lord says, you did great. You live pure. You weren't involved in pornography and perversion and drinking and partying, gossiping. But you lived a clean and pure and blameless life and you waited. You waited for the Lord's return. That's what I want to do. I want to be found. Let's pray. Father, I pray, Lord, that we would be found righteous before you, God, pure and blameless as your word says. God, I pray if anybody here has fear about all these drones and this and that going on, Lord, I pray that you would just remove that spirit of fear. I pray, God, that you'd give us peace. And I pray that during these holiday times next week, God, I pray that we would share our faith with our friends and family. God, I pray that you would open the door. You would open the door so that we can share our faith with friends and family, Lord. We glorify you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We are not afraid of the Antichrist. We are not afraid of what's happening in the government. Jesus, we trust you. You are on the throne. God, we don't put our trust in the government. We don't put our trust in Project Bluebeam or government this or government that or the Homeland Security, the CIA, FBI. We put our trust in you, Jesus. Our trust is in the cross. Our trust is in the Lamb of God. So, Father, we just put our eyes. We look up. We look up. We look up. That is where our health comes from. Our help comes from. Our help comes from the Lord. Jesus, we look up to you. We know that you are looking out for us, that you are, for those that are anxious, that you are removing anxiety from us, Lord. You're giving us boldness and clarity, and we look to you. No fear here. We're going to stay on fire. 2025 will be the best year for you. You're going to be on fire like never before. God, I pray, bless people in 2025. Anoint people in 2025. Use us, God, for your honor and your glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. If you guys feel led to give, I want you to pray about sowing in the broadcast. This is how we survive. We took last week off. We're going to have no streams next week because I'll be spending another week with my family, which has been great. So the links to give are there. I'm not going to stress out about it when I take streams off. Obviously, financially, it's a big hit because this is where our finances come from, is these streams. Not going to stress about it. I spent too many years worrying. I got to upload. I got to stream. Here's the thing, guys. Let me be clear on this. As you guys give, you can give on the website. Pray about becoming a monthly partner. You get 70 sermons, 20% off the merch store. Our last prayer call of the year will be this Thursday at 1:30. If you're a monthly partner, this Thursday at 1:30. I want you to talk to your spouse, talk to your family about for 2025 monthly partnering with us. If you've canceled your partnership in the past or expired, pray about signing up on our website for 2025. Even if it's $25 a month, it helps us out tremendously to do this full time for free. It just helps. That's all I can say about it. It helps us out a lot. So pray about doing that. You can sign up on isaiahsaldivar.com/partner. The website's the best place to sign up. Here's the bottom line. I want to do this for the long haul. I've been doing this for 13 years, going on 14. A live streaming, we've been full time for going on our sixth year, will be next year. So we're completing our fifth year. I want to do this for the long haul. I don't want to be a flash in the pan. I want to be 30, 40, 50 years of doing ministry. I want to do this until I die. So that means I got to, I have to do it the right way. I don't want to burn myself out. I don't want to burn my family out. There will be times where I go, I'm taking the week off from streaming. Now, in the back of my mind, I'm like, well, I'm going to fall off and the numbers and the finances and we're not going to be able to do this and how are we going to get this done. The back of my mind, the human part stresses, but then I know I have to trust the Lord. He's my helper. He's my source. The devil lies to me and says, people aren't going to be here if you take the week off. They're not going to be here next week and people, you're falling off. That's a lie from the enemy. The Lord says, Isaiah, take rest. Even the Lord rested. We have to take that Sabbath, take that rest, spend time with the family. So for next week, I'm going to be with the family, spend time with them. No stress, no worry. Maybe videos will be out, maybe not. Maybe I'll go live from my phone, maybe not. But I want to be in this for the long haul, for you guys, for the generations to come. So I don't want to burn out. I used to be every day have to have a new video, stressing myself out for years. I don't want to be that way. So it's healthy to take time off. It's healthy to spend time with the wife and kids. Healthy just to be home and just enjoy life. So we're going to do that. We will be live again tomorrow night, likely with a family stream. You guys have said you haven't seen my wife and kids in a long time. So we'll pray for a bit. We'll hang out with them. We'll do communion with the family. We'll do maybe some Bible trivia fun, answer questions. Maybe we'll do, my kids have been begging. Years ago, I rated like fast food in restaurants. I gave them like a rating, like S tier, A tier, B tier. So my kids have been begging to do that. They think that's like going to be the funnest thing in the world to rate fast food places. So we might just do that as a family stream. I don't know if I can set that up in time or if I have the capacity to set that up. We'll see. But tomorrow night, we will be doing a funner stream with the family, getting to know my wife and kids, hanging out, and we're going to take communion. We're going to maybe do some Bible trivia and just have some fun so you guys can see my wife, see my kids, talk with them. That's the plan, Lord willing. That's the plan for tomorrow night, all right? Thursday, we will be live likely again at noon. So we'll be live again. That'll probably be the last stream, and then we'll be taking off, of course, the week of Christmas. And then January 19th, I'll be preaching at Lifesong Church in Stockton, California. Again, guys, please pray about sowing and giving. The links to give are there. We just do this by faith, and we just believe the Lord's going to provide. I'm not a beggar. I'm a believer. There's all the links for those of you asking. January 19th, I'll be preaching at Lifesong in Stockton. 5 services, 8:15. Let me see if I can remember this. 8:15, 9:30, 11, 12:30, and 2. So pray for me, and I will have my book in person there. My book will be in person there January 19th. If you want to pick up a physical copy from your boy, that's a great way to support. January 26th, I'll be at Without Walls Church in Mesa, Arizona. If you're like, wait, where? What's the time? What's the date? Rewind the video. This will be up live forever on my YouTube channel. Excuse me. Without Walls Church, Mesa, Arizona. March 16th, I'll be at the North Georgia Revival preaching, I believe, Sunday morning and Sunday night. Okay? Those are the dates. I do have Venmo, sister. It is on my screen at Isaiah Saldivar. I have Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, and Zelle. Anywhere you give, there you have money, there's a way to give there, okay? So just right here on screen, at Isaiah Saldivar. We're grinding, guys. We're pushing forward. It's up, it's down. It is what it is. Tonight was great. We peaked at 3,000, which is awesome. I know it's like a catchy topic, so that probably helped as well. But 5 years later, I'm blessed that there's 3,000 of you watching live. I love the live streams. Kind of where things are at on YouTube landscape right now, at least for our channel, for a lot of channels, but ours specifically, is the live streams are doing good. There's still a few thousand people on, which is great, but they're not getting recommended when we're done. So it used to be where we ended the stream at, let's say, 10,000 views, and then the next week they'll get 50,000 views, right? It gets recommended for whatever reason. I don't know if it's just me. I think others are going through it as well. The lives are not getting recommended once they're done, so they stop at like 10,000 views, which is unfortunate. So what I've done is I'm trying to clip them up a little bit, make them into shorter segments, and post them in my video tab. Those have been doing good. One of my streams got 10,000 views. The clip got 60,000. Another stream got 20,000. The clip got 40,000. So I'm just trying to figure out how to continue on putting the content out and getting it out there to people. At the end of the day, For the OGs, thank you, Susan, for being here. At the end of the day, guys, this is all about reaching people for the kingdom of God. It's about souls. It's about seeing people saved. That's what I live for. It's about equipping the church, okay? In a few minutes, Jared and Candace will be going live. I highly recommend all of you. There's 2,100 of you right now live. Thank you for partnering and giving. It means a lot. I'm going to read them all off stream, and then tomorrow maybe I'll read some. I highly recommend sticking around. If your YouTube is on autoplay, it will take you to Jared and Candace's stream automatically. Yes, I have a book out. There's the code. There's the book, How to Cast Out Demons. Thank you for asking. There's the book. Please purchase the book. Support us. It's everything you need to know about deliverance. A lot of work, a lot of time. It's on Amazon for like, I think, $13. If you've bought the book, leave a review tonight on Amazon. Thank you. All right. The video will go automatically to Jared and Candace's stream. Stay to their stream to pray and just to worship. Okay? I gave you guys the video, taught you a little scripture tonight, kind of broke you down in an hour what's going on in the world. Stay for worship and prayer for Jared and Candace's stream. Highly recommend it. Highly recommend you stay. Okay? We're going to be going here soon, and I'm going to post the link to all of you guys. Let me make sure that's the right link. There you go. That's where we're going. If you're on Facebook, it will not redirect you, so you need that link right there. There's the link to where Jared and Candace are going. Thank you, Diane, so much. All my mods. Tanya, thank you. Tanya, I appreciate all the copies you've bought for people. Listen, nothing says Merry Christmas like a book for your friends and family, a stocking stuffer of how to cast out demons. All right? This is a great Christmas present. Break out with mass deliverance at your family dinner for Christmas. So there you go. You don't get notifications. Turn the bell on my YouTube channel. Yeah, whenever they go live, we will end and we'll send you guys there. But you will go there automatically if your autoplay's on. How do I tell if autoplay's on? Just look at the screen on YouTube. On your phone, it'll be right there on the top saying autoplay. Turn it on the computer. It's right below. Turn on autoplay. But just stay. Even when I end, just stay. It'll bring you right over there. We're all going to get in a bus tonight, a virtual bus, and go right over to Jared and Candace's stream. All right? They do worship and prayer every Monday and Tuesday after my stream. Tomorrow will be a fun stream with the kids. Thank you guys for buying the book. Pastor Mike was in the chat earlier. He's taking us off of number one. We're number two. It's okay. We were number one for like a couple months. We got tired of it. We got to give him a chance there. So Pastor Mike, we gave him the number one spot in Amazon for a couple days, but we'll probably take it back today or tomorrow. So go buy the book now. Let's knock down Pastor Mike to number two. And that'd be great. Yeah, imagine asking your unsaved parents for the book for Christmas or like how to do what? Don't worry, Mom and Dad. I'm just casting out demons casually in my bedroom. Carl is alive and well. There he is. Thank you, mods. Everybody needs to know. If you're a Christian, you got to know how to do deliverance. All right, you got to know how to do deliverance. All right. Someone said, Mama Goodwin. I don't know what you guys are talking about there. They are going to be starting soon. Julio, I don't send out partnership emails. I will be sending one out soon, but I usually don't spam people with emails. We do a weekly call at 1:30 p.m. Thursday for all the partners. So you should have that link. If you don't have that link, email me, and you should have my email because whenever you sign up for partnership, I emailed you. So just search my name. You'll find my email. Email me directly if you do not have that Zoom link for Thursday at 1:30. We will be praying this Thursday at 1:30. The week after, we will have no prayer stream because I'm taking the entire week off. But yes, email me if you're a partner and you do not have the link to Zoom. It's the same link every week. I don't send out a new link. The same link. Same link. But we don't send out the monthly partner emails because we're meeting weekly now. We were only doing that because we were meeting once a month. Now we're meeting every single week as partners for prayer. The book's on Amazon, yes. Yes. All right, Jared and Candace are live. I love you guys. I'll be live, God willing, tomorrow night with my family. And that will be fun. Hangout stream. Kind of just have fun with you guys. Do some communion together. Pray a little bit. Maybe some Bible trivia. Maybe some raiding, fast food. Something fun with the kids. Do something for the kids tomorrow. Get them involved. Love you guys so much. Go to Jared and Candace stream. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Revival Lifestyle Podcast. If you like what you heard, go to www.isaiahsaldivar.com for more content, and please follow me on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram at Isaiah Saldivar. See you next week.